This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Well, staying in the D.C. arena, a new version of the Farm Bill is set for a vote today in the House of Representatives. The bill's 2 years in the making. It includes a cut in automatic payments made to farmers each year. But as Marketplace's David Gura reports, reforming subsidies might not save the government much money.
For almost two decades, farmers have gotten what are called direct payments from the government. That's a check from Uncle Sam no matter what.
With direct payments, you got paid the payment even if you had great yields and high prices.
Art Barnaby teaches agricultural economics at Kansas State University. Last year, those direct payments cost taxpayers about $4.5 billion. Bruce Babcock's an economics professor at Iowa State. He says crop insurance is one of the things that would replace those payments, and that would be a big deal.
But it's not clear that it's actually getting the government at all out of the subsidy business.
That's because these payments would be tied to commodity prices, so they'd fluctuate. Taxpayers would save money when prices are high, Babcock explains.
But if they fall significantly, we will be spending a lot more money on farm subsidies than we would have under the old programs.
And when ag prices fall, they don't tend to rebound overnight. Babcock says it's likely we'd face many years of high subsidy payments. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.